Let's listen to what is arguably the most important chord in Western music, the major triad. We'll hear it in two different intonations. In just intonation, the pitches of the three notes are in the exact ratio 4 to 5 to 6. The last and first notes are in the ratio 6 to 4, that is 3 to 2, which makes them a perfect fifth. The second and first notes are in the ratio 5 to 4, which is a third. So let's listen to the just major triad, starting on an A at 220 Hz. In equal temperament, the same triad sounds like this. Next, we're going to add a fourth note at a frequency ratio of 7/4 times the frequency of the bass note, making the ratio 4 to 5 to 6 to 7. This chord, now containing a blue note minor 7th interval, essentially defines barbershop harmony. It's called the barbershop 7th, and is also characteristic of the blues. Listen carefully to what happens as the fourth note, the minor 7th, comes in, again in just intonation. Suddenly, as the minor 7th is added, a 55 Hz missing fundamental appears, pulsating loudly. Of course, the major triad 4-5-6 also has a missing fundamental interval of 55 Hz. The impression of the missing fundamental in the major triad is not very strong, however, although you can hear it if you listen for it. It fairly leaps out when the minor 7th is added. Now we'll try equal temperament. The frequencies are so different that what is left of the sonorous barbershop 7th is almost unrecognizable, and actually has a different name, the dominant 7th. The real culprit here is the 7th, a whopping 34 cents off in equal temperament from the just intonation value of 7/4. Even with the 7th present, in equal temperament the 55 Hz missing fundamental is quite weak. The barbershop 7th simply cannot be played on an equal-tempered keyboard. Let's listen to equal temperament and just intonation in that order one more time.